humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a warm welcome to all to the evening session of the Sri Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsavam. This is a sacred day on which we all jointly offer our gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan, who is always with us, in us, around us, behind us, above us. This morning we commenced a colloquium on the theme, Experiencing the Divine from the Form to the Formless. An avatar is a window to the infinite eternal cosmic consciousness. And God chooses to appear in a physical form to help mankind to ascend to the higher and subtler dimensions of existence. However, basking in the enchanting and wonderful form of our Master, and at the same time making an attempt to transcend the form, is indeed a very challenging task. Bhagwan did keep reminding us at all times of this journey, which every human being has to make sometime or the other. However, making the shift from the physical dimension to the subtler dimensions of Bhagwan's eternal continuing existence needs determination, courage, and persistence. Bhagwan has alluded to this transition through several examples. He says, when you focus on a silver tumbler, you are unable to focus on the silver per se. And when you focus on the silver, you forget the tumbler. He also says, when you watch a movie in a cinema theater, we do not really focus on the screen. And when we try to focus on the screen, we lose track of the movie. It is not as though these are mutually exclusive experiences, but it is more like one experience subsuming the other within it. Therefore, when we have to ascend, we have to outgrow some mental blocks in our life. The last year has been a very demanding one for most of us in our attempt to refocus the lens of our mind to tune into Bhagwan's subtler dimensions of existence. This journey from the form to the formless is both a profound one and a challenging one at the same time. As we approach 1 year on this path of rediscovery and retuning to our Master, this colloquium has been organized to help us pause, reflect, and benefit from the experiences of very senior devotees and eminent personalities, to understand and appreciate their insights on this journey from the form to the formless. We heard two speakers in the morning as part of the colloquium. The first speaker was Dr. Samuel Sandways from San Diego, California, USA. And the second speaker was Swami Sudhananda Giri from the Yogoda Satsanga Society of India. We have one speaker for this evening, and the valediction of the colloquium will be held day after tomorrow evening on the 25th. This evening, we are very fortunate to have with us Sri J. Jayaraman from the Sri Ramanashramam, who will be sharing his thoughts with us about his journey from the form to the formless. Sri J. Jayaraman studied in the Madras Christian College, Loyola College, and then completed his B.Tech Electronics from IIT Madras in 1968. He worked for 17 years in IBM and Univac in India at Mumbai and Ahmedabad. He then received the inner prompting to shift to a different phase of his life in 1985, and he joined the Ramanashramam at Tiruvannamalai as honorary librarian. Since then, he has held many positions at the Ramanashramam. He has been on the editorial board of the Mountain Path, Sri Ramana Ashram's quarterly journal. He has also been the advisor to the Tamil quarterly Ramanodayam at Ramana Kendra, Chennai. Sri J. Jayaraman has also lent his voice to select compositions of Sri Ramana Maharishi. He is the founder of the Annamalai Reforestation Society, an independent NGO comprising of devotees of Arunachala ecology. Sri Jayaraman had the very unique fortune of having his first darshan, sparshan and sambhashan of Bhagwan Baba in 1974 by the grace of his parents. He had two more private interviews with Swami and many other interactions on his several visits to Bhagwan. I now invite Shri J. Jayaraman to come and share his thoughts with us. Shri J. Jayaraman.
Vande Shri Ramana Rishi Acharyasya Padabjam Yome Adarshayat Isham Bhantam Dhvantamatitya. I offer my obeisance to that self-sporting, self-effulgent Margadarshi, his feet. The immensity that rests on the soft petal called the lotus feet. The one Yome Adarshayatu, which showed me that transcendent light, Bhantam Dhvantam Atitya, beyond the seeming self-effulgent entities in this Jagrat world and the seeming non-self-effulgent entities in this Jagrat world. When I point to this self-effulgent, self-sporting Svatasiddha, I would like all my fellow pilgrims here to join with me in just observing this one fact. The body is absolutely dependent. It doesn't exist apart from the body of the parents. Similarly to the statement that the body, this statement cannot exist without this body. So the body of the parents is dependent on this body, and this body is dependent on the body of the parents. And this is a fundamental point I would request fellow pilgrims to just focus. The first step, if it's a faux pas, we will have to do a lot of retracing, and most of us are doing it, and my name would lead the rest in that. So this body and the world from which it is presumed to have arisen, they are not separate. If A doesn't exist without B, and if B doesn't exist without A, they're identical. So I must share with you that in a very light way, and I must say this, that even if the Vedas didn't acknowledge, I am absolutely certain that my mother's soul is completely fulfilled right now. In her wildest dreams, my mother could not have imagined, though that's what she probably wanted, and she would have said, yes, I'm satisfied, to Swami. she could not have imagined that I would be standing here and addressing this crowd of fellow twitching points of consciousness. I know that her heart would burst with fulfillment. And though this all seems very personal, and seems perhaps, is it really relevant here? And I would say absolutely. Because the great ones have time and again pointed out that the problem is the problem of being free of fear and being free of the sense of non-fulfillment which keeps arising now and again, over which you have no control. They pointed out that anything which doesn't have a staying power will go away, and anything which goes away will not have a staying power, and anything which goes away is transient, and that which is transient need not bother you. We all seem to be just clutching at the same thing. We are one in this one endeavor. There is a doer arising in us only when a sense of non-fulfillment arises. If the sense of non-fulfillment was not cognized, we are mostly in laya. We are not even thinking of God. We are mostly in laya. The moment some ambiguous sensation comes, there is an interpreting mechanism which starts interpreting, and that is the start of the whole Krama Srishti. I have been given the freedom to talk of my inner experiences by Sri Rangarajan in the morning. He has mentioned that we have invited them to talk of their inner experiences. And I would say, yes, nothing really makes sense unless one talks of one's inner experience. Not even in the way of sharing, but basically reporting to Bhagavan Swami right here. He is not in need of knowing what my inner experience is. You know, then light is not in need of knowing what is the nature of the color of the shirt worn by the people on the stage. It is manifesting the whole stage. For some mysterious unknown reason, Swami burst out into the first song in which he mentions Arunachala Shiva. Manasa Bhajare Guru Saranam, Nistara Bhavasagra Taranam, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shivom. So that is my Shruti. On that basis of authority, I dare to talk about my experiences here. I would say that in retrospect, my basic duty assigned to me by Swami, as I perceive, is don't waste time here. Just try to hand out in the best possible way known to you the direct download. So I would request you to just bear with me. It may look sound a bit dry, but I warn you, I am absolutely on the devotional path. It may look very, very dry, but this is the way that is pointed out by the rishis to me. I am not saying anything new. What the Upanishad is declaring, despite knowing it by heart for many, many decades, we may start to unravel its meaning only by Guru's grace. The whole thing seems to point down to this problem about outer and inner. I would say SAI for me means self-attention inwards, self-awareness infinite. So, if you look at self-attention inward, why do you need word self at all there? There is this strange phenomenon called attention. I would ask you to just seriously look at this and consider it as an object. Is it there or not? Even to say it is not there, you need to be attentive to look at it and say it. So attention is very fundamental to sat, it looks like. So self-attention inward, the great ones are saying, go inward. The guru outside says, finally he says, you have to learn to see me everywhere. To learn to see him everywhere, if you insist that the same form should be there, then it's not possible. So there has to be some kind of withdrawal at one level and has a focusing at some other level. It is not a withdrawal of the form of letting the, throwing aside the breadcrumbs. It is a withdrawal of the form of going to a higher hierarchical plane. If there is a gold ornament and if there is a gold bangle and this is some necklace, you can have a fight over the forms, but if you withdraw to the next plane, gold is one. Then if you look at the elements, the fluids, the gases, so the prithvi, apaha, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, these are the only way in which we determine that these elements are there. We are forced to regard the outer as in opposition to the inner. We say we want a quiet place for meditation, we want a quiet place for puja, we want a quiet place, keep away, I want to go for a vacation, small. It is outer is having a problem with the inner, but it's necessary. Unless the vision is withdrawn from seeing the snake there, the vision has to stop giving the data, this is a snake, this is a snake, this is a snake. There has to be some ambiguous state. And then only the knowledge, this is a rope, can arise. With this firm knowledge, this is a snake, the rope cannot arise. So similarly, we have to withdraw from the outer and hold the inner. This is only the first step because we cannot carry the outer with us. We cannot have this quiet environment wherever we go. Wherever I go, wherever I see, whoever I meet, finally it comes down to the same thing that I have been feeling. It will be nice if we can carry a nice protected environment. We are basically adiabatic entrepreneurs. It doesn't exist. The only adiabatic system is Ishvara. So, with a bit of withdrawing, with a bit of practice, small learning places, some seva here, some puja here, some stotram here. By Guru's grace, we will see that we are inherently wired to seek effortless delivery of ananda. If a certain activity gave us a lot of peace and happiness, we say, oh, I went there, I just went out of the samadhi, oh, superb man, 108 times. Daily. But then kaal onji korudu thak ho jate. So you want to sit in one place and then you quieten down. You say some japa, telling it some stotra. If it's a long stotra with long vande gamrin mayabad jadatmaka maham buddhirnatasyastato, 19 syllables, it's long. It will just go down to a bit of mumbling, it may just become Ram, 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 Ram or something like that. We are basically moving towards lesser and lesser of energy expenditure to gain that peace of mind. Natural thing. We are destined to drop all the indriyas one by one, one by one, one by one in the daily cycle. We have to see, we will see, there is no other way, that there is an inner which includes the outer. Which is this inner which includes the outer? Just look at it coldly, just look at the fact, this is, the rishis are pointing out, Swami is clearly pointing out, On his authority of his own words, I say it here. Nobody can accuse me of dribbling, nobody can accuse me of talking dry here. I am telling you exactly what Swami told me. I told him directly, I want to see your Swarupa and Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi's Swarupa. This is in the medium of Vak. I was not even this much of a calm mind at that time. Must have been a lot of arrogance. Tumur is the word. But there was no arrogance there. I just asked him directly. It was a confrontation of an Advaitic theoretical conviction with a face-to-face exchange using the medium of vak, speech. Who is speaking to whom? And basically there's some feeling behind that while I'm asking Swami. After all, this is the final suffering, isn't it? Who is searching? Who is trying to do something? Especially when he just relapses into comatose stage. If he's just given a delivery of ananda. All transient anandas, transient comatose stages. And we wake up only to start adjusting and correcting. Swami, I want you to show me your Swarupa and Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi's Swarupa. Kamikaren. Then he asked my parents, And they get out of that inner room and I am still passing slowly, so that I want to tell him in private. As they are walking out, I am saying again, Swami, I want you to show me your Swarupa and Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi's Swarupa. He says, Kamikaren, ana rendum vera ella onne. Rendella onne. The inner actually subsumes the outer also, because we are all the time, what is basically our net worth? Our net worth is the kind of small anxieties and burdens which keep on repeatedly plaguing us. The remaining thing is in our blissful state, okay? That's fine. The final net worth is the density you feel. Blissful states don't give you density at all. It is this anxieties and how-to expectations like Pingala in those 24 gurus, you know, Bhagavatam. Expectation is the worst enemy. So this is what is giving us density, and we will find that we are all the time transiting through opposite states. Our buddhi tells us that when you are happy, you cannot be sad, and when you are sad, you cannot be happy. It says that when you are tall, you cannot be short, when you are short, you cannot be tall. All opposite states. When you are peaceful, you cannot be agitated, when agitated. But then we are also saying that I was peaceful, I was agitated. Please look at this. We will have to confront it, if not now, at a certain imagined confrontation called death. If you are wearing a red shirt, and then if you are wearing a red shirt, you cannot wear a blue shirt. If you are wearing a blue shirt, you cannot wear a brown shirt. And you say, I was wearing a red shirt, I am wearing a blue shirt, I will wear a brown shirt. Which means there is a transiting lounge. It is not even a transiting lounge. It is a nakedness, all the time naked only. Just by putting something on, it doesn't stop becoming naked. It's all the time untouched. This is the essence of the conviction that has to rise in us by just daily looking at what our own states, our wretched states, you see. We are clinging, we say we want the permanent. But we refuse to choose the relatively more permanent, given two things. What is the most permanent thing within this Jagrat state? What is it that is all the time has to be present wherever you are, in whatever engagement you are? I am happy, I am sad, I was short, I am tall, I am hungry, I am breathless. So this is annamaya kosa, pranamaya kosa, manomaya kosa, I am thinking, my traffic, I am emotional, I have got anxieties. Buddhimaya kosha is, I'm having too much thought traffic. This kind of knowledge is, Buddhimaya kosha is generating this kind of knowledge. Look at this. This is what's happening in our own stadium. This, inside the stadium, this is what is all the traffic that is going on. Just by saying I'm not inclined towards looking at it this way, I'm more inclined towards bhakti and surrender, you cannot escape the horrible crushing you have to go through in thing called surrender. Whichever way you want to call it, you still have to get crushed in what is called surrender. What is to be surrendered? That which is transient is to be surrendered. Are we doing it? Are we capable of doing it? Of course, all the time we are doing it. We are holding on to something relatively more important. If I had an international debit card, I don't want credit cards, international debit card and an infinite account, I will not be carrying any cash. I will surrender everything because you have got something more permanent. So what is it that is permanent in you in this Jagrat state? If you look at it, your sense of being. Now when I say you, please don't take it that I'm talking like some teacher and telling you. I'm just saying, please look at this. Let us look at this. Please don't resolve to go back and read a book or write it down. I think I'm just look at these facts, because all memory will fail us. When all memory fails you, what is it that is still present? There is a knowledge arising which is of the form, I am not getting any memory. That knowledge, the bubbling knowledge of the jnata, the knower, cannot be destroyed. It is not some given guarantee. You find it yourself. That's the way it is. Study our own facts regarding our own states. Just as we are berating and castigating children for you doing idiotic things, then how dare we continue with inconsistent behavior? Look at this. We have to look at this.
I have a feeling. Oh my God, my watch has stopped, sir. I have no idea what the time is. Can I have a watch?
We become a doer when there is a sense of non-fulfillment, and the doer appears only after we wake up in the morning. I am never tired of looking at this fact, sir. This is fundamental fact. The whole world can go up in flames, but that is relevant only to me when I say I am awake. So I need to look into the origins of this, and the sense of I am awake is present whether I am aware of it or not. You cannot say, I tasted the mango, it was sweet, but I am not sure if the tongue was there. I don't remember having experienced the tongue. It may be true. We may not have looked at the tongue or registered its presence. But the fact that taste exists means it's a dependent reality on the tongue. Similarly, the sense of being which says I woke up this morning is the platform. It's a hidden platform afterwards. It's that platform on which all these bubblings are going on. Aho bhuvanakallolaihi vichitraihi draka samuttitam, he says, Ashtavakra says in Ashtavakra Gita. Mai ananta maham bodhau chittavate samudyate. In this huge infinite mind of mine, enclosed in a small case called the body, with a small movement of vata or vasanas, infinite jagrat fixities take place. Everything starts falling in place. It's not magic. You need to have a connection of a reality with only one object. You need to say, I need this object to fulfill me. Then all the source relationships and history of that object also become real. If I say this object is needed to fulfill me, that object has come from some mother, some father, some source, some production process. All of them are also real. So recognize the presence of this being which has arisen in you. It's not somebody else. I'm saying the one who is saying I woke up. What did you do to wake up? After I woke up, I become a doer. And I become a doer only spasmodically. Whenever some sense of non-fulfillment arises, then I want to do something. And the doing is limited to ishta lava santushtam. When you see an object, you get the desire, momentary ananda, but it's transient. Immediately further groups of democratic forces come up and say, take that, we will take that, we will take that, that is labham, let's go and get it. So the karmendriya, you use your hand, you use your feet, you use your mouth, let me go and get it. But having in the hand also is momentary. If you cannot eat it, if my mouth is paralyzed, I can't eat it, again dukkham, santushtam. So this type of movement, just look at this. What did we do to receive this birth as I woke up this morning? Nothing. We have no idea what we did. After that we become doers. We become really experts in many things, in handling objects. But what did you do? Nothing. Who is it? What is the process that delivered us? Chandogya Upanishad clearly says, like the bees, all the honey put into the honey hive, and then they have no differentiation. Like that also beings, they lose their differentiation in sleep, but because they consider themselves to be limited beings, though they don't know themselves as limited beings falsely, they rise up again as limited beings. Even though they don't know themselves as limited beings in that sleep, because they were carrying strong momenta, again they rise up. Let us first therefore have the first surrender, gratitude, love, prema, towards the fundamental platform. Every one of us is having this fundamental platform. You have to have the love for everything will forsake me. Every object will forsake me. My mother's greatest anguish was that she could not get near Swami. Afterwards, when she became old, she could not get near. She used to say, I cannot even go near. And she was so attached to the physical form. That's the grandeur of mother. Prithvi, density. Otherwise nothing will grow. We are getting our food, our hunger at 11:30, and we have no right to talk Advaita. What happened then? Ishvara Guru Atmayati. Bhagavan Ramana says, Ishvara is himself appearing as the Guru inside your Jagrat. And he will point out that supreme mind, that supreme oneness, which is shared by all of us right here, and best expressed in the object world as space, it is the only thing which all of us share equally and have no threat from. That supreme oneness. That is what is delivering us. It will be foolhardy to say that I want to experience that supreme oneness. We have to just have love for that. What is the use of my relatives around me in the bed if I don't have that sense of being? But can it be removed? Can it be destroyed? It cannot be destroyed, because even without our own knowledge it is going back and then delivering us. So this is good news. You don't have to do anything. Just watch the arising of the one which says, I woke up. This is essentially direct download. There has to be enough of Guru's grace for us to be even to want to love this fundamental factor. The mother of all our experiences is the ground on which we are standing. That is the I which is precedent, which is including the outer. By remaining with that, which is what is meant by saying be in an inner state of meditation. That doesn't mean eyes closed. Incidentally, I found out that you can never really close your eyes, because you can only close the eyelids. You can only bring down the eyelids. You can never close the eyes really. It is still looking. Consider that. By staying close to that, we move to the more sattvic dimensions in us. By sattvic dimension, I mean That which is equally present in the dual experiences. That which is universally present can be called sattvic experience. If I am having a happy experience, if I am having later on a sad experience followed by another happy experience, if I don't rush into it with a lot of karmendriyas, vak and gesticulation and all kinds of them getting involved, if I just laid back and just looked at the arriving of something, I don't mean neurotically saying, ah, even this will go away. I don't mean that way. Just see the arising of and going. So there, what are we relating with? The entity which is helplessly finding itself dragged away by certain unwanted sensations and helplessly finding itself unable to persist with some wanted sensations, this entity withdraws or is made to gravitate. It's made to gravitate to a deeper dimension which is present like the cloakroom. The change is taking place. The arising of the reaction is being seen. Chitta maunam, shailva kalam maunam, thayamana or padarabhoi. You not merely keeping the sthula maunam. Very important. But if that, along with that, the inner reactions, if they are there, without fighting for the inner reactions. The inner reactions have as their feedback loop, the wanting to fight them. That's the reaction. So observing that also. Just surrender every reaction to the Lord. I am openly, directly in the presence of Swami here. I am basically handing out whatever He has given me. I am just handing out. Those among here who can Shravanam Manita, the Mananam Manamunja Siri, Shravanam Manita, Angiya Valak, Nambikamundutu, Abdiye, Bhagavan, whatever, Smarane Okandanaka, nothing, Jeshtam. Somebody was saying, like T.N. Krishnaswamy, the photographer of Ramana Maharshi, 40 years I was with Swami, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, photo that I didn't know. Our phone operator, when they, yo, did I waste my time? You know, the word gave me a big egg. I've been mentioned, no, Maymar Nirno, Maymar Nirgono. If you want to call us after Ramari, I want to say, Ramari, Buddha Rum Krishna Rum, Maymar Nirno. Waste I done and mentioned, no, but slowly. We find that we are getting a certain witnessing abilities there coming by itself. You cannot create the witness. It is that which is watching the creation of anything. So, Enahur Manomatam. I want to just share with you two poems written by Ramana Maharshi, just two verses, relevant to the movement from the form to the formlessness. Though it seems as if we are talking of the form of Swami or the form of the divine and then the movement to the formlessness, we are not really, if you look deeper, actually we are talking about our form. Movement from, if the Urvan Tanayin Ulagu Param Atram. Sarupa buddhehe jagadishwarascha. Sarupa buddhi. If the buddhi has this vasana of seeing only through forms, if jagat and ishwara are being, they will be seen. Sarupa buddhi yadi. In the atmani, if the buddhi has, if the intellect or if the way you interpret things has to do with things only through forms, then even God and the world will be seen only, even God will be seen only as a form. But are you with form? Uruvam tanayan ulagu param atram, uruvam tan unreal. Consider whether you are form or not. I will tell you later on, he says, that you are actually not form. But suppose just for the moment, hypothetically, I assume that you are not, you are actually formless. Who is seeing these things? In which light is this being seen? He says, the light in which this whole play is being seen, that light is the unchanging, unblinking Andamilakkan. காணும் தனை விட்டு தான் கடவுளை காணல், லீவிங் பிஹைண்ட் தட் விச் இஸ் சீயிங் அண்ட் ரஷிங் இன் டு ட்ரைங் டு சி ஐ ஹாவ் டு சி காட். காட்ஸ் கலர் பீதாம்பரம் வந்து என்னோட கண்ணு, ஒன்லி வென் ஐ கேன் சி கலர் ஐ கேன் சி பீதாம்பரம். காணும் தனை விட்டு தான் கடவுளை காணல், காணும் மனோமயமாம் காட்சி. இட் இஸ் எ விஷன் இம்பியூட் இன் த மைண்ட். He is not, mind you, he is not rejecting anything. He is just saying, look at the fact that it is Guru's grace which is showing you the reflection of the moon in the water. There is a bimbam. Kaanum thanai vittu thaan kadavulai kaanal kaanum manomayamam kaatchi. Thanai kaanum avandhaan kadavul kandanaam. He who looks and inquires into the seer alone will have face-to-face experience with God. Taan kadavul andri eladal, because the seeker cannot exist separate from God. The seeking energy is arising only after saying, I woke up. So that from which it is arising, that is God. It is not sleep. That from which it is arising is God. It is wrongly calling it sleep. தன்னைத்தான் காணல் ஆத்மானம் வித்தி, தலைவந்தனை காணல் பிரம்மம் சுவிஜ்ஞேயம். இட் இஸ் டு பி வர்தி ஆஃப் நோயிங். தன்னைத்தான் காணல், தலைவன் தனை காணல் என்னும் பன்னூல் உண்மை என்ன எனின், தி ட்ரூத் அபவுட் தி வேரியஸ் ஸ்ருதிஸ், தி இன்ஜங்ஷன்ஸ், நோ தை செல்ஃப், ஆத்மானம் வித்தி, தி ட்ரூத் அபவுட் திஸ் இஸ், தன்னைத்தான் காணல் எப்படி? First of all, don't miss the first point and then go into something else. Is it possible for you to see yourself? Taan unral kaanavanadel. Because the seer, you cannot be two seers. Since the seer is always one, whatever he sees becomes other, not him. So the seer cannot really see himself. ஊனாதல் காண், தலைவர் காண லெவன் ஊனாதல் காண். Therefore your attempt to see the source from which you are arising, like the shadow wants to see from which point of the stump it is being projected, it is never separate from the stump. Its knowledge base, its way of thinking, its way of imbuement, enrichment, the soaking in, all has to take place till it acknowledges, I don't have any separate activity. It becomes khana. See, our hypocrisy in the Jagrat is just that I only one twitching consciousness. I am presuming so many twitching consciousnesses here. Finally, that's what is true. So I have to tell Swami, you know, whatever you are pointing out, the finger, you know, we can, at the most we are coming up to the tip of the finger, and you are saying actually look into Disha. You have to generate an axis and look at the Disha. There has to be a quantum jump into somewhere he's talking about, which we are not able to do. Because we want to capture Swami, which is the formless omnipresence, and put it in the pocket and say, I have experienced the formless. It's just not possible. Speech cannot experience Mauna. Speech becomes useful and intelligible only when the words become discrete. If it's a continuous, syntactical communication there. So there has to be interruptions. So therefore, Mauna is the precedent. So in our daily life, how are we to, Sri Samuel Sandwais, he mentioned, how are we to connect and do the seva? So love, prema is the basic thing, you know. Absolutely. And it is also a fire, because it basically, if we engage in it fully, you have to go through mana and apamana. You will have to give love and be bitten for that sometimes. And it should not matter at all. It should not matter at all, because it fulfills you by giving it. That's nothing more. In the daily life, vyavahara, at the physical level, I would say we are taking the dharma shastras only from the rishis. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. It's difficult to understand, he says in Mahabharata. Very, very difficult. Better to just follow what the ancients are pointing out from time to time. Mahajane na gatasya pantha. Ramana Maharshi just made one sentence when somebody said, look at this snake, this adi kolra, kolra. There was a snake there, and then there was taking the stick and then beating it. Who is that? Yara that because avalak mela one patta thiriyo. He says, if they receive a beating, then they will know. So, the golden rule, entire avatar of Swami basically is to do at that horizontal level, you know. Completely. No, the vertical level has no meaning unless the horizontal base is there. The vertical level is already there. In other case, he mentions, these monkeys are making too much of looty. You know, they are coming and eating away these bananas. And he says, they were here before. They were here before. I think basically, as a country, we stand a unique opportunity. We have got such a lot of foundational cultural values which are woven into us through the currency of Punya and Papa. Currency of Punya and Papa. Solid hidden reserves are there in terms of Titiksha and things like that. It's rare to find an organization of such a large this thing where I am directly now experiencing the perfect discipline. There can be no exceptions. Absolutely. You cannot run an organization unless, you know, Alexander's world conquest was only because of the shield mechanism he had. All of them had the shield, and shield to shield, shield to shield, and on top also. You could drop a bomb, nothing would happen. It's just a complete one big beetle walking. This, the feet which get the nutrition lost, and the upper part, the head, which is having the element of enjoyment. The enjoyment is being demanded by the head, and it is ruling over the lower half, basically. So it is inbuilt, our tendency to dominate, however, in whatever postures, direct, rajasic, or very humble, whatever may be, our tendency to dominate is inbuilt. So let us not feel too bad about it. Let us just look at it, acknowledge it, and surrender it, and say, Swami, whatever is happening, I will take it with equanimity. I will give up, I will start observing this habit of expectation which keeps on rising. Can this one do this to me? I did this to them, is this the way they should do to me? This expectation element, see it arising, that's all he's wanting you to say. He says you don't have to try to kill anything, you cannot do it. You are the one which is arising spontaneously, wrongly. You cannot kill it. Observe it because that light of observation is always present. You cannot say it's not there because we are later on coming to Swami and saying, I'm having this problem. The light is able to bear all these memories. Offer it. This is the ultimate weapon that I have. Given to me by Swami. You may say, enada Ramana Maharshi pathi pesama Swami pathi pesindirukkaranga. See, I said, Vande Shri Ramana Shri Acharya Sapada. It is a self-sporting, self-fulfilled being, not out there. The being is, it is in the being that I am able to say I am. It is in the being that I am saying that this space is here. I am in this space. This wrong knowledge that I am in this space. On that platform, so many other people also there. One doesn't have to feel too neurotic about it. It's a fact. That is where it is. Swami asked me in the first meeting, he looks at me and says, "Romba energy waste arudhu. Romba energy waste arudhu." And afterwards, No, before that, manasina enna? This is the first, actually, let us say, useful conversation I had with Swami. Rendu pakrathu manasu, seeing dvaita, jnata and jnaya, bhokta and bhogya, enjoyer and the enjoyed object. This is what is called manas.
That's what he
is. Kama krodha me manas. I do not know how many of you can really enjoy this moment, because it is so subtle. It is pregnant with dvaita bhava, pregnant with visishtadvaita bhava, pregnant with the advaitic, whatever you call it. He is informing me, no, kama krodha, that means there is a dvaita bhava is there. He is basically saying, there is still a more transparent platform. The lake is very pellucid and clear below. Yours is still muddy with a lot of kama krodha. Get rid of that, then we will talk about what mind is, whether it is seeing two and all that. He says, I am also seeing two. He is not telling me directly. I am allowed the authority of the tradition the rishis have invested me with to use my reason and then look at it and then really polish it beautifully and clean myself. He says, I may be seeing many waves, one eating the, mai ananta maham bodhe chittavate samudhena abhagya jivamani jo jagat poto vinashyati mai ananta maham bodha ascharyam jiva vichaya. Oh, what wonder, in my huge infinite ocean of mind, jiva vichaya, these waves of small jivas in the form of relationships and objects and things like that, udyanti gnanti pravishanti swabhavataha, they rise, they merge with each other, swallow each other, and then they vanish away swabhavataha. If the ocean is not going to say, I am affected by any of these waves, it is, that is what it is. Nothing is happening to the ocean. Kama krodha me manas. At that time, inwardly, I said, wow, now I can get some help. Because I am not able to perceive kama krodha because they are hidden. Only under certain circumstances they will come out. There is no saying, you cannot control reflex actions. So I just told him, Swami Balam Venam. For 15 to 20 minutes before that, in that common hall, he was doing all kinds of chamatkar. Some chocolates were coming out, earrings were coming out. Somebody from Maruti, some senior person was there. This was in the second interview. And I'm saying, Swami Balam Vanam. And this is beyond thought process. I know that I would not have been satisfied had he produced something and given me. He directly, I said, Swami Balam Vanam. He said, Atma Ve Balam. Atma Ve Balam. He basically said, my dear fellow, you are going to be sugarcane crushed directly into the... You might forget these words. But every bit of expectation regarding fulfillment from this world will be burnt away from you. Even you were prepared to give it up, at the same time you will be plagued with this sorrow of isolation, dark night. The ego still wants to have relationship. All of this is what every one of us has to go through in our struggle to let go. I'll just end with one tool in my toolkit. See, Jnana Marga is easy. Beware. Bhakti Marga, beware. You have no excuse. If you say, Swami, I don't have bhakti that much, you have no excuse. Swami will say, what's the problem? Go on crying, I don't have bhakti. He says, I want you to have that one-pointedness. I want you to have that sense of desperation that no solution is going to satisfy you except the one which is universally present for all problems. So, if you really want it that bad, you're going to ask for it non-stop. There's no question of day and night. You may fall asleep once in a while. As you wake up, again that same thing must start. I don't have bhakti. Give me bhakti, give me bhakti, give me bhakti. Give me. We have no excuse. So, I would close with just a four-line shloka from Ramana Maharshi. இருந்தொளிருணைவிடுத்தடுத்திடல் தெய்வம் இருட்டினை விளக்கெடுத்தடுத்திடலே கண் இருந்து ஒளிர் உணைவிடுத்து லீவிங் பிஹைண்ட் யூ ஆர் ஷைனிங் ஹியர் அஸ் அ பியூர் பீயிங் ஹவர் லிமிடெட் யூ மே சே ஐ எம் லொகேட்டட் ஹியர் பட் லீவிங் திஸ் பிஹைண்ட் அடுத்திடல் தெய்வம் தெய்வம் எடுத்திடல் டு கோ இன் சர்ச் ஆஃப் சம் பெர்மனன்ஸ் ஆஃப் காட் இன் த ஃப்ரண்ட் இருட்டினை விளக்கெடு தடுத்திட லேகான் இட் இஸ் லைக் சேயிங் ஐ ஷால் கோ இன் சர்ச் ஆஃப் வேர் த டார்க்னஸ் இஸ் ஹிடன் ஹேவிங் எ லேம்ப் இன் யுவர் ஹேண்ட் எ லேடி கேம் அண்ட் டோல்ட் பகவான் ஐ ஹேட் த மோஸ்ட் க்ளோரியஸ் விஷன் ஆஃப் சிவா இட் வாஸ் ஃபார் அ லாங் டைம் அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் தட் ஐ எம் நாட் இட் இஸ் கான் This is our predicament. Today's colloquium is that. And it is not really a predicament. It is the Guru pushing you inside. The Guru inside cannot pull unless the Guru outside pushes. The Guru outside has to push because our attention is fixed on him outside. And it's only fixed on the form. So it will withdraw. It will force us to allow the Guru inside to pull, and if we this is actually a momentous phase in the entire Sai world, actually, which has happened for the YRF world, it happened for Ramana Maharshi's world. Within 6 months of his passing away in 1950, the ashram was deserted. We know it because Major Chadwick wrote an article in the Illustrated Weekly at that time, 1951-52, talking about the greatness of the place and basically asking people to come and visit and see. So it is not something strange. It is a designed, God-designed movement. He told the lady, she said, how can I have this vision of Shiva? He says, Amma, you were present as the seer when Lord Shiva appeared. You were present all through the glorious darshana. You were present after when the vision withdrew. You continue to be present as you are reporting this to me. That may be an aid. Because the persistence of the ananda of that, it is pointing out to that which is relatively more durable. So, that alone can be called true darshana of Bhagavan Shiva. When you come face to face with that which is always present and it is in you. When someone had written a letter regarding the self who was renowned to be a jnani, Maharishi said, I am not a proponent of Advaita or anything like that. I just go according to what the person's perspective is and I'm aiding him. And in addition, the letter said, if we take out the dirt inside us, make our vasasthala clean, then God will come. Maharishi corrected it at that time. There is no coming and going. You take out the dirt, God inside can be experienced in and out. So I would close this with just this four line Samskrita composition of Ramana Maharshi spontaneously done in reply to, in persistent request by one youngster called Jagadishwara Shastri. Hurdaya kuhara madhye kevalam brahma matram. Hurdaya kuhara madhye kevalam brahma matram. Yahamaham iti sakshat Atma rupena bhati yahamahamahamaham iti sakshat Atma rupena bhati. In the center of the heart cave, Hridaya Kuhara Madhye, Kevalam by itself, Svatasiddha, Brahma Matram, the vast, which is equal to its own measurement. Hyaham aham aham iti sakshat atma rupena bhati. Announcing itself unmistakably to yourself as the sense I, which is the basically the derived one behind activity. If there is activity, from that you derive the common thing and you say this is I. Atma rupena bhati. You can have no doubt about if it is I, hey, sir, what is the form of that? When you say, who did it? Who got the highest mark? Me, sir. So that sense which already says I, with the sense of mindness. Therefore, Hridi Visha, since this shines in the heart, in its unbroken form, just as the ocean shines in its unbroken form, as the ocean while the waves can be breaking. Swam chinvata majjata hridi visha manasa swam chinvata majjata va pavana chalana rodhat atmanishtho bhavatvam. Hridi visha, enter the heart. If the very commandment can start somebody into entering it, the job is over. This is called Daivagati. It's called Daivagati. Otherwise, Manasa Samchinvata Majjata, take the aid of the mind which is able to note its own activity and it's able to say, my mind is very restless sometimes. Sometimes you say, I am restless, but sometimes you say, my mind is restless. So its ability to note its activity, make it look into its own knowledge of this, arising of this place. Samchinvata majjata, then it will sink. Va, or take the help of a friend which is always present with you, a gross sensation called sparsha, called breath. It is always present. Whether you abuse the body or not, it will always come back to the normal. It will not have past memories. It will not take any grievances. Hold on to that. And with the help of that, because of the one-pointed flow of your mind towards that, your mind will become quieter. Then you enter, who is doing this activity? Hold the entity which has the intention to do the activity. Hridi visha manasa svam chinvata majjatava pavana chalana rodhat atmanishtho bhavatvam, atmanishtho bhavatvam. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri J. Jayaraman from the Ramanashram. This is the evening of Shri Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsavam life from Prashanti Nilayam.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Our beloved Bhagwan, shedding his mortal coil on 24th April 2011, was an earth-shaking event for millions of Sai devotees across the world. The very fact that the beautiful physical form of Bhagawan, which we were so deeply attached for years, is no more in our midst, was something which an average devotee could not easily accept. And to him, to contemplate him in his formless aspect was extremely difficult. He was totally bewildered, not knowing what to do next. He shed copious tears, brooding over this irreparable loss. And the more he thought of his sweet moments in the divine company, the more heartbroken he was. But Swami's assurance, Saiyani Premato Piluste Oiyani Palukutanu, often rang in his ears. And whenever he did that, Swami unfailingly made his presence felt to him. Slowly Swami made us realize that the best way to experience his omnipresence is to engage ourselves in the selfless seva, because through seva alone we can feel his presence in the old and the sick, in the poor and the forlorn. And when our hearts melt at their suffering, Swami showers his blessings on us. Did he not tell us in the Gita, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati, tasyahamna pranashyami, sachamena pranashyati. This is how the youth of Odisha have experienced Swami, from the form to the formless. And today's play, A Pilgrimage to Myself, is a dramatic rendering of some of their real-life experiences. The play, episode after episode, will take us through a journey in which we have lost our way to our real home, Apna Ghar, and finally makes us realize that the Apna Ghar is not anywhere outside. It is within each one's heart, where the Lord actually resides, in our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Jai Sai Ram.
Namaste. मथुरा काशी मन में अंधेरा मन में उजाला क्यों भटके परदेसी काशी मन में अंधेरा मन में उजाला क्यों भटके परदेसी चल मन चल अपने घर को चल चल मन चल अपने घर को चल
चल अपने घर को चल What does this mean? What does it mean?
Hey! Hey Sudhir! What happened? What happened to you brother?
Why are you so emotional?
Sambhu bhai, where is this ghar apne? Whenever I listen and sing this song, something happens within me. And I can't go beyond the second line.
Arey, apne ghar is apne ghar, where you live with your family.
No. No jokes, please. I am serious.
Your house, my brother, is God. You must finally go to Him.
But when?
As soon as or as late as you want.
Is that so simple? I want it now. Can I just walk across the threshold?
That may not be a cakewalk like that. But first, want to go to your home, God. Do you want Him as dearly as we want so many other things? No.
Brothers, this going apne ghar has been haunting me for quite some time now. How will I find the way to it?
Look, Sudhir, you are asking a wrong person. Only God can take you to Him. Ask Him.
This is the problem, Sambhu bhai. Last year, when for the first time I went to Prashanti Nilayam in a youth pilgrimage, Bhagwan took my letter, smiled at me, which was an indication that He had accepted my prayer. But now, He is gone. How will He fulfill my prayer?
My dear, whatever your prayer might be, He has never gone anywhere. He is ever present everywhere.
No. Now, no philosophy, please. I want to go home. And you say, God is my home. So God must come. Take my hand and lead me there.
Sudhir, I like your simplicity. But try to understand. God lives in your heart as much as outside it. If you can't see Him outside, you will see Him in your heart. So going to God is discovering God inside your heart.
But Sambhu bhai, I see only darkness in my heart. I miss my God so much. Don't you?
I do, Sudhir, very much. But I know, if I must find Him in my heart, I have to purify it.
How do you do that?
Swami Himself has told us what to do. He said, you must purify your thoughts, emotions, and your actions to find God. Now I'll give you an instance, a real incident. It happened just last month to a cousin of mine, who is studying in a college and stays in the hostel.
Sundar, what will happen to me now?
Shall I be on this wheelchair all my life?
No, Ravi. Just relax. Don't have such dark thoughts. Have you lost faith in Swami?
Swami? Where is Swami now? When he was available, I used to run to him even for smallest problem. But now where will I go? Who will take care of me? I am feeling so lonely and lost. I may confess. Sometimes I am angry with him for leaving me so abruptly.
He can't give you up, Ravi. In fact, Swami is integral to our lives. Where will he go? Pray to him and he will surely respond. Now, be a good boy, sit here and relax. I will go and get your dinner.
Swami, you told me you shall be always with me. Is it how you fulfill your promise? Please come now and be with me. I need you now. I can't use this leg, and doctors can't diagnose the problem. Don't tell me it is my fate, my karma, and I have to live all my life on a wheelchair. Except my parents, all other relatives say, what did your Sai Baba do? I can't tolerate people talking ill of you. I tell you, Swami, until you come and do something, I will not touch even a drop of water.
Ravi? Hey, Ravi. Get up. Have your dinner and sleep. No. Let him sleep. He is very much distraught. Very much shaken. Swami, please help my friend out of his dark thoughts. Please.
కేవలం దేహాన్ని ధరించడానే కానీ దేహంలో ఉన్నటువంటి భావాలను మీరు ఏమాత్రమో అర్థం చేసుకోవటం లేదు. దేహం అనగా కేవలం ఇంద్రియాలతో కూడినటువంటిది దేహము. నీవు దేహస్వరూపుడు కాదు. దేహము నిరామయుండు. గడుతింపక దేవిక చావు పుట్టుకలు మోహ నిబంధ బంధనలు ముద్రలు లేవు. ఎంబు చూడ ఆ దేహియే దేవదేవుడు.
సుందర్, సుందర్, వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ రవి? లైట్స్, డోంట్ కమ్ హియర్, స్టాండ్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ.
What's happened, Ravi?
Swami's here. I can feel his presence.
Where? I can't see a thing.
Don't you get his fragrance? I felt. He was standing near my bed and spoke to me.
Can I come now? Ravi! What is this?
What? Sundar, Sundar! It is Bhagwan's footprint. The right foot.
Ravi, what did you do?
What did I do? Oh, Sundar, I'm okay now. I can stand. I can walk. I can even dance. Oh, Sundar, what a fool I have been. I doubted Bhagwan and threatened him. Look, he himself came and left an indication of his right foot, for my right foot is in trouble. Swami, please forgive me. Pray heal my soul. Destroy my disbelief, my doubts.
Ab jana. विश्वास है तू, एक एहसास है तू, जब भी कोई याद किया हाँ उसके पास है तू. अब जाना मैं अब जाना. उस पल भी तू तू आज भी है कल भी तू रास्ता भी तू है मंजिल भी तू तू ही है दरिया साहिल भी तू टूटे दिल के वास्ते एक आस है तू एक विश्वास है तू एक एहसास है तू जब भी कोई याद किया हाँ उसके पास है तू अब जाना किसी भी दिल से दूर नहीं है पास है तू एक विश्वास है तू एक एहसास है तू जब भी कोई याद किया हाँ उसके पास है तू जब भी कोई याद किया हाँ उसके पास है तू
Sambhu bhai, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, brother. Only observe the truth.
How is Ravi, your cousin now? Is he completely healed?
He's getting better slowly. But he doesn't care about that. He says he feels Swami is always with him. Closer than he ever was. He feels like a little child spending time with his mother. If this is not going home, Sudhe, what else is?
Yes, Sambhubhai. I understand. Going home is going to God. And in fact, you don't have to go anywhere. Just purify your negative thoughts with prayer and you see our Swami right there in your heart.
Sambhubhai, now Sudhir is okay. Let us go to the market to purchase ration for our orphanage.
Okay.
पतझड़ के टूटे पत्ते हैं गम के साए में राह चलते हैं गम के साए में राह चलते हैं गम ये खाते हैं अश्क पीते हैं रोज मरते हैं फिर भी जीते हैं तो पतझड़ के टूटे पत्ते हैं ये तो पतझड़ के टूटे पत्ते हैं गम के साए में राह चलते हैं कलियां है जो खिलेगी नहीं
कलियां है जो खिलेगी नहीं कभी खुशियों से ये मिले ही नहीं सुनो बे दर्द है जहां वालों प्यार की एक नजर उन पे भी डालो प्यार की एक नजर उन पे भी डालो क्या करें ये नसीबों के मारे हैं क्या करें ये नसीबों के मारे हैं ये तो बेघर है बेसहारे हैं उन्हें भी हक है उनको जीने दो उनको भी हक है उन्हें जीने दो खुशियों के दो घूम पीने दो उन्हें जीने दो उन्हें जीने दो उन्हें जीने दो उन्हें जीने दो
the dustbin.
No, no. I'll eat. I'll eat.
No. No, my dear.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Lady's coming out.
Patrick, let me move and call my brother. He's a doctor. Come on. Hurry up. Maro. Maro is
close. Slash him.
He's a bad fellow. Beat him. Maro. Maro is close.
Hold on. Hold on, brothers. Don't thrash him. He's just a little boy. Not an animal. We have to find out why he is eating from the dustbin. Have pity on him. Please.
Pity? He beat you? And you ask for pity?
Leave him to suffer.
Let's go.
Yes, yes.
Hello. Hey, hutto. Rasta dora. Hey, Suraj. What happened?
Shambhu bhai, Suraj, Rasik and me were going to our orphanage.
Huh?
We saw this boy was eating from the dustbin.
Huh?
Suraj wanted to persuade him not to eat from the dustbin. But this boy held his hand and beat him.
Oh no.
Brother, please attend him. Suraj, show your hand.
Oh. Thank God. Teeth not gone into the flesh. Otherwise, it would have been very serious. Do one thing. Take him to the hospital and give him a toxite.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. I am coming.
Sambhu bhai, look at this boy. He too is our Swami's child, isn't he? He is very hungry. So he eats from the dustbin. He has no one to care for him. So he is on streets.
You are right, Suraj. We will take him to hospital and look after him. Swami will surely show him a new life. Come, my child. Come. We will give you good food to eat and decent clothes to wear. Come with us.
Doctor, what is the condition of this boy?
The boy is all right now. It is entirely a case of utter negligence and starvation. There is no physical deficiency in him. But yes, he needs a lot of loving care for a long time. But listen, he doesn't trust anybody except you. So you find out his home and inform his parents if they are alive or later you might get into trouble. I'll discharge him today. And you may take him with you. Okay, I'm coming.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Baba, what is your name?
Gangu.
What is your father's name?
Mangu.
Your village?
Kapilaspur.
Sambhu bhai, this Kapilaspur is not very far from here. I and Sudhir will go and look for this Mangu and find out more about the boy.
Yes, do that today. Really, Suraj, I am so happy Bhagavan used us as instruments to save a precious soul. Then we shall take Gangu to his parents tomorrow.
No, I will not go there. I will stay with you. I will never... never beat anyone.
Are you ready? No, no, no. No, Baba, no. Our Gangu is not going anywhere. Baba, what is your father? Who are the other members of your family?
We are very poor, sir. My father is a laborer. We are four brothers and sisters. But, sir, we have no mother. She died last year. We have nothing to eat and wear. Please, sir, please don't send me to my village. I will always be with you.
Don't cry, my son. Hari, no, no. Listen, our Gangu is not going anywhere. Do you know Gangu? We have a big home for children. So many children live there. You are going to live there.
But you will always be with me.
Always. If I am not there, then this Sudhir Bhai, Suraj Bhai and some other brothers will be with you.
So many brothers I have.
Yes, so many. He will go to school and be a big man.
No, no. I don't want to be a big man. I want to be like you.
Sairam Sambhubhai.
Sairam brothers, our Gangu will stay here until Suraj gets information from Kapilaspur.
Sambhubhai, then we'll include Gangu in our family.
Why not? Come Gangu, come. From today, you will stay here and go to school.
Sambhubhai, what Gangu said is correct. Gangu's father Mangu is so poor that he doesn't have the means to care for his children.
When we told him that his son's condition was caused by the lack of love as much as lack of food, there was no reaction in his face. They did not understand what love and lack of it actually means.
They said, since they could not feed him, he left home months ago and they did not know where he had gone. Because of poverty, they could not go places to look for him.
Unfortunately, Suraj, this indifference is no less rampant even in the well-to-do families. Most juvenile problems are caused by lovelessness. Parents feel if they send their children to school and give them good food, their work is over. Children are denied their love and care. If they turn monsters, later can you blame them? Eh?
Then we have to keep Gangu with us.
Yes, until his mind is healed. He is terribly alone and has no human feelings. That deranged him. Their minds are sick due to our indifference and selfishness. This poison we sprayed in making the society more and more violent.
This is quite scary.
Then we will keep Gangu in our orphanage.
Yes, my brother. Yes.
Sambhubhai, it appears my heart will burst in happiness. This boy, who thought he will fully recover in less than a month? Isn't it a miracle?
Yes, Sudhi. Our Bhagavan is a living miracle. You were missing him sometimes earlier. When not you? Now, do you still think he has left you?
Oh, he is here right now. My joy tells me that wherever his work is done, he is present.
Yes. He can buy God only when you sell yourself to him.
Who is Sambhu Bhai?
I am Sambhu.
Oh, Jailer Sahab has sent this man to you. Jagu has been released today. So, Jailer Sahab asked me to leave him with you.
But his term is supposed to be over 2 years later.
Yes, but because of good conduct, his term has been reduced. Here is Jailer Sahab's letter for you. Jagu Bhai, I am going. May God make you happy. Don't mind. I have sometimes beaten you in the jail. But I did that by order of Jailer Sahab. Forgive me, brother. Forgive me.
What is this, Jagu? The policeman calls you brother and apologizes for beating you.
Suraj Bhai,
all because of your kindness and our Swami's love. Last year, I told everybody in the cell we should call each other brother. First they laughed at me. But when I started calling everybody bhai, even the policeman picked up.
Listen, brothers, this is what the jailer has written about Jaggu. Jaggu has changed amazingly. There is no more any hate, anger and violence in him. He loves everyone, serves everyone and obeys all rules gladly. I don't hesitate to say, in my 30 years as jailer, I have never come across any convict charged with murder changed so much. Therefore, he is released 2 years earlier. It is all due to Baba's grace, and the selfless work of your group has been doing here in the jail. Thank you. Jaggu bhai, now you are our brother. But why did you come here? Go home and start a new life.
You call me a brother? Sambhu bhai, last night when Jailer Babu told me I would be set free today, I cried the whole night. Last year, my wife died. Now, where would I go? Our Swami came in my dream and told me, Jaggu, why you are crying? Your past is over. Bad karma finished. You are a changed man now. Tomorrow go to my boys running the orphanage. Stay there. Serve the little children. Treat them as your own children. I will always look after you. So I came here.
What happened, Sudhir?
Leave him alone, Rasik. He is discovering apne ghar. Jaggu bhai, now tell us how it happened.
Then come with me. I shall tell you what happened in the jail.
Sairam brothers, today is the birthday of our Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So, we have brought sweets for our brothers in the jail. Please accept.
Ah, besan laddu.
What happened? What happened, brother?
My favorite. My wife makes them so well. But I do not know if I can ever see her.
Why not? After the jail term is over, you will go home and start a new life. Everyone commits mistakes. You committed some mistake. In these 10 years, you shall be purified. 5 years have already passed. Only 5 years more.
If my wife dies, I will kill the jailer first.
Will you kill the jailer?
Yes, I will kill him.
No, brother, no. Killing will not solve the purpose. Satya Sai Baba often says, love ever, hate never. Rather, you kill your anger, your violence, which led you to commit this crime.
Who is that, Baba?
He is God of love and compassion.
Oh,
walking on this earth now. See, here is a picture of him. Keep it with you and pray to him.
Oh, this is your Baba. Then how to pray him?
That is very simple. Just sing his bhajans. We'll teach you how to sing.
But I don't like singing.
Then do one thing.
What?
Whatever you do in the jail, think that you are doing it for God. When you walk in the garden, Love the plants. Water them. Dream them. Think our loving God is smiling at you from them. When someone in the jail falls sick, go to him. Help him feel better. For our loving God is suffering in him.
Yes. Yes. I will follow your words. Let me go to jail itself. Shambhubhai, Surajbhai, after you left, I thought for a long time about what you said. When I looked at Swami's picture, he appeared smiling at me. Then I asked the jailer sahib to give me garden work. I loved the work. Whenever I touched any flower, I felt I was touching God only.
Jagu, it is all Swami's leela.
Shambhubhai, I will tell you one more thing.
What is that, Jagubhai?
There was one Jaspal in the jail. He was a very violent man. Once, he had typhoid. I looked him for a month. I felt so happy taking care of him. I always thought I was taking care of Swami. After a month, he started calling me Jagubhai. And I called him Jaspal Bhai. Then all of us in the jail started calling each other Bhai Bhai.
Oh, what a transformation. How could it be possible?
And you brothers used to visit us every week. You know how our dear Swami changed the jail into a home. Today morning, when I was set free, Jaspal Bhai hugged me and cried a lot. Shambhubhai, you had given us a mantra that if we dedicate our work to God and work for Him, our hearts will be purified. That changed all of us.
It is not my mantra, brother.
Then?
It is the mantra of our Bhagavan.
Oh.
He has said that to Arjuna before. Dedicate all your work to me. I will free you from all sins.
Shambhubhai, today I am feeling very happy, as if I have come home after a long time.
Jagubhai, this is your home now.
This orphanage is not his home. God is his home. And he has found God in his heart. His pilgrimage to himself is on way.
I have told you, Sudhir, you must purify your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions to find God.
Now, listen all. Our brother Sudhir has found his answer to Apne Ghar. So brothers, come, let us sing the song together.
कहते तेरे सामने मंजिल तेरी आ जा तू इस रास्ते हाँ सुबह का भूला शाम जो लौटे उसे न भूला कहते तेरे सामने मंजिल तेरी आ जा तू इस रास्ते चल मन चल अपने घर को चल चल मन चल अपने घर को चल क्यों भटके रे मन यहाँ वहाँ हरदम क्यों भटके रे मन यहाँ वहाँ हरदम चारों धाम है तेरे मन में फिर तो
तुझको क्या गम। चल मन चल अपने घर को चल, चल मन चल अपने घर को चल, चल मन चल अपने घर को चल, चल मन चल अपने घर को चल।
अरुणा रमण
Shivaya. Sai Ram. Here are a few important announcements. Tomorrow is the Aradhana Day. The Mandir program in Sai Kulanth Hall starts as usual at 8 a.m. with Veda recitation. This will be followed by Guru Vandanam recital, an offering of love and gratitude by the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Repu Aradharanotsava Karyakramam Udayam 8 gantalaku Veda Parayanamuto Sai Kulanth Sabha Mandapamlo Yathavidhiga Prarambham Avutundi. Anantaramu Sri Satya Sai Unnata Vidyasamstha Vidyarthula Cheta Guru Vandana Karyakramam Bhakti Puja Prasumamu Swami Padalaku Nivedimpabadutundi. Thereafter, a trustee of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust will welcome the gathering. A book on Sri Satya Sai Baba, The Miracle of Pure Love, will then be offered at the lotus feet. The author, Padma Sri, Dr. G. Venkat Raman, will provide his introductory remarks. Guru Vandana Karyakramam Tarvata, సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ నుండి సభ్యులొకరు సభికులకు భక్తులకు అందరికీ కూడా అతిథులకు ఆహ్వానం పలుకుతారు. అనంతరము డాక్టర్ జి వెంకటరామన్ గారు రచించినటువంటి ద మిరకల్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ లవ్ అనే భగవాన్ బాబా వారి దివ్య పాదపద్మములకు సమర్పింపబడుతుంది. వారు కొన్ని పుస్తకం గురించి కొన్ని అంశములు ప్రస్తావించడం కూడా జరుగుతుంది. హిజ్ ఎక్సలెన్సీ శ్రీ ఈఎస్ఎల్ నరసింహన్ ద గవర్నర్ ఆఫ్ ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ విల్ అడ్రస్ ద గ్యాదరింగ్ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్. రేపు ముఖ్యంగా ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ గవర్నర్ గారైనటువంటి పెద్దలు గౌరవనీయులు శ్రీ ఈఎస్ఎల్ నరసింహన్ గారు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. ఫాలోయింగ్ దిస్ ఎక్సర్ట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డివైన్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా విల్ బి ప్లేడ్. ద మార్నింగ్ సెషన్ విల్ బి కంక్లూడెడ్ విత్ భజన్ అండ్ మంగళహారతి. భగవాన్ బాబా దివ్య ప్రసంగాల నుండి ఆశయపూర్వక సందేశాలు వీడియో ప్రదర్శన మనకు ఏర్పాటు కావింపబడింది. భజన హారతితో ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం సమాప్తం చెందుతుంది. నారాయణ సేవ విల్ బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ అట్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి హిల్ వ్యూ స్టేడియం ఫ్రమ్ 10:15 AM ఆన్వర్డ్స్. ఈ సందర్భంలో నారాయణ సేవా కార్యక్రమాన్ని సత్యసాయి హిల్ వ్యూ స్టేడియంలో 10:15 నుండి ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. ద ఈవినింగ్ సెషన్ కమెన్సెస్ అట్ 5 PM విత్ వేద రెసిటేషన్. సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమము 5 గంటల నుండి వేద పారాయణముతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. అట్ 5:20 PM దేర్ విల్ బి ఏ వోకల్ కాన్సర్ట్ బై శ్రీమతి బాంబే జయశ్రీ. దిస్ విల్ బి ఫాలోడ్ బై సరౌత్ రిసైటల్ బై శ్రీ ఉస్తాద్ ఆయన్ ఖాన్. 5:20 గాత్ర కచేరి బాంబే జయశ్రీ గారి చేత. అనంతరము సరోద్ వాద్యగోష్ఠి శ్రీ ఉస్తాద్ ఆయన్ ఖాన్ గారి చేత ఏర్పాటు గావింపబడింది. అదే సమయంలో ఒక చక్కని వార్త కూడా వారు అందించారు. అది చెప్పడానికి కూడా సమధికోత్సాహంగా ఉన్నది. అక్కడ నారాయణ సేవ అక్కడ జరుగుతూ ఉండగా సత్యసాయి హిల్ వ్యూ స్టేడియంలో అదే సమయంలో ఇక్కడ మనందరికి కూడా విందు ఏర్పాటు గావింపబడింది. యాజ్ నారాయణ సేవ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ సత్యసాయి హిల్ వ్యూ స్టేడియం అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ విల్ హ్యావ్ లంచ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ హియర్ శ్రీ హియర్ ఇన్ సాయి కొలంత్ హాల్ ఫర్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. Well, I repeat once again, the lunch tomorrow here in Sai Kulanth Hall for all devotees and those that are residents of Prashantaram also are included in the list. Thank you very much.
Venue backside and live in Sai Kulanth Hall.
Edi?
Lunch.
Mari karan chepparu? Ikkaran
chepparu.
Vati venakala? Since the space is not sufficient, there are so many people are here, they thought it wise enough, necessary enough, to have lunch there, shifted from this place to that place, to accommodate everybody. Thank you. Aseshamayinatvani bhaktulu prajanikam, vichyesi unduta cheta, saikulvan sabhamantapam, vistirnamu charakapavadu cheta, ఈ భవన సముదాయం వెనుక ఉన్నటువంటి విశాల ప్రాంగణంలో విందు ఏర్పాటు గావింపబడింది. సాయిరామ్. మరొక ముఖ్య ప్రకటన అండి, దయచేసి కూర్చోండి. రేపు గవర్నర్ గారు వచ్చే సందర్భంలో మనమంతా కూడా గౌరవ పురస్సరంగా మర్యాదపూర్వకంగా 7:30 గంటలకే ఈ సభలో ఆశీనుడు కావలసిందిగా మనవి. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద విజిట్ ఆఫ్ గవర్నర్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ టు బి హియర్ సీటెడ్ బై 7:30 AM టుమారో. సాయిరామ్.